to welcome a wonderful writer who comes here quite often, lives in Littleton, and has several books to her credit and also a CD. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thanks, Ellen. Can everybody hear me? Yeah? Good. As everybody knows, I've been talking about my son going to Holland for 4 years ad nauseum. And so I decided to make a book out of all the poems that I've written to him. And it's called Forever Doesn't Last For Long, from the Goodbye Times. And this is his first love that he met in high school. And they went on a cultural exchange trip. They're only 16, but return ageless, as if descending from Olympus with the taste of Earth's womb still on their lips, the prints of night on their thighs, smelling of Isis, her magic transformations. They disembark the school bus. The girl's dark hair billows, a silk wing taking the wind. The boy's flaxen and vigor ride it. The new lovers didn't find each other in the town library or the cafeteria, but in a courtyard, a villa in Pompeii, where their chronicle began, where their eyes filled chasms with all the flavors of light, all the positions of love. What clue did the burned amphorae in the deep earth whisper? What did the ancients teach them in mosaic and soot? Did the memorial daubed onto the cave's shelf caution, prefer, preserve your divinities, your wall drawings, the shells you first sailed? We return from delirium, but the barricades are already set. The petrified living linked to the moments that precede. Can the charm cast by the stone arms of Aphrodite, mutilated years, defiled boundaries? Should we, their elders, go? Should we take the spell the smiling belly of the goddess bestowed? Would her breasts, freed like Hosannas, enlighten us? Tell us all? We don't know. Did the Villa of Mysteries explain how love is sacrificed? Did the Hellenistic poetess gazing from the wall warn, not even a small deer will come to take its place? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Please, a big hand for Suzanne Owens. Thank you.